Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Check the dictionary and you will find this listing. Misinformation, noun, untrue or incorrect information. Formerly, the practice was known as lying. But today, the term misinformation is politically correct and less offensive than the cutting term which we've used for centuries. There are some who contend that there is no more lying today than ever. However, it is more sophisticated, more acceptable, and less offensive. I disagree. True, lies, deceit, and fraud have been part of the fabric of human nature from the day Satan lied to Adam and Eve in the garden about the forbidden fruit. But we appear to be doing a pretty good job of handling the habit down to our kids. A recent ethics study among teenagers found that 48% of boys and 35% of girls lied to save money, and 80% lied to a parent about something significant. Of course, it was difficult to get completely accurate numbers, because 25% admitted they'd lied on at least one or two of the survey questions. They lied about lying. There was a silver lining. 92% of them felt satisfied about their personal ethics and character. While most people tokenly acknowledge that dishonesty is like a 21st century smog that has blighted the landscape of humanity, few know what to do about it in either their personal lives or society. What should be the motive for honesty? And how do you redirect your mind and conduct? Much of the answer to both involves not ethics, but your relationship with God as your Heavenly Father. It's spiritual in nature. So how does God view dishonesty? Take time to look up the word with a biblical study tool. It will take only a few minutes to learn that dishonesty is an abomination to God. He has strong words for those who are liars. In Old Testament days, God said, "No one who practices deceit will dwell in my house. No one who speaks falsely will stand in my presence." The New Testament doesn't soften his view either. John, writing the last book of the New Testament, says simply, "Liars will have their part in the lake of fire," which means simply that at heaven's door, God doesn't say, "Well, I guess you're okay. After all, everybody's human and they do it." At some point, you must say, the culture of misinformation or the culture of fraud, lies, and deceit is at war with what God wants, and I choose to take my stand on the other side of the issue. I will speak the truth. Then you practice what you profess and refuse to be part of a lying and deceptive culture. Paul wrote to the Ephesians, and he urged them to speak the truth in love, so that they could grow up in spiritual maturity. I don't think I would want a surgeon to operate on me who cheated his way through med school, nor would I want my life in the hands of a pilot who had lied about having had 3 alcoholic drinks in the airport before the plane took off. And neither can I accommodate in my personal life what I dislike in others and what God hates. The commitment to refuse to participate in the culture of lies, fraud, and deceit is one which turns its back on the world and its face toward God. It's a commitment with consequences attached, ones which make your marriage and your family better and your world safer.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.